Joni Mitchell's brother, Donnie, lives at Wildflower Court, a nursing home in Juneau. She sees him at least once a week or more through a screen.
Hello? Oh, there we go. It's Joni.
Oh, Joni.
Hi, Donnie.
And usually, it's a big family gathering. Yeah. On the Zoom conference, there's family from Hawaii and California. Mitchell is calling in from Juneau. There's talk of the weather, the pandemic, and what Donnie's been up to.
So, Donnie, you've been winning at bingo?
No.
What do you get when you win? They should increase it to a new car. You could give it to Kayla.
It's been over 3 months since Mitchell has seen her brother in person. Wildflower Court closed its door to visitors in early March, around the time COVID-19 outbreak struck nursing homes in Washington state. Normally, Mitchell brings her brother home on the weekends. He likes helping her pick weeds in the garden, going on shopping trips. It's precious time they have together.
Well, as soon as they allow you out, believe me, I'm going to come and get you.
Oh, gosh, I can't wait it happens.
At 57 years old, Mitchell's brother is one of the younger residents at Wildflower Court. He lives there because of short-term memory loss. Mitchell says the pandemic has been disruptive to his routine. He has his ups and downs. Wildflower Court has the option to visit through a window, but Mitchell's not sure that would be a good fit for her brother.
If I had gone there and he saw me, he wouldn't be able to understand why he can't just come with me.
Last week, there were only 9 cases of COVID-19 reported in nursing homes in Alaska, and all of those cases had recovered. But that number jumped up over the weekend after a cluster of tests came back positive in Anchorage. It's unknown when nursing homes can safely allow families back in, so facilities are having to come up with solutions to help close the emotional gap. That can look like video chats, like the one Mitchell has with her brother, window visits, or holding hands through an arm-shaped hole.
We have these long gloves that literally they're disposable and they cover your hand and they go all the way up to your arms.
That's Ruth Johnson. She oversees operations at Wildflower Court. She says, of course, keeping residents safe during the pandemic has been a major concern. So has the psychological toll of people not being able to see their families in their typical way. It's something that hits home for Johnson. Her father had to go into a nursing facility in Washington state in the spring, where later dozens of people contracted the virus.
And I feel like my father may not die of COVID, but he may be part of the collateral damage, the isolation and loneliness and my inability. He has not seen anybody who loves him in 3 months.
Johnson says this is why she cares so much. She knows how Juneau families are feeling. Not all nursing homes are equipped for video calls, but Wildflower Court was able to get video chats up and running in a matter of weeks. People donated electronic devices, and staff set up a way for families to schedule time to talk. Johnson wondered if communicating like this would be confusing for residents who can't have difficulty recognizing faces or adjusting to sudden change. But overall, people seem to be adapting. Like the other day, she saw a resident with an iPad.
You know, she's just of that age where she would not have used the technology. And she was sitting there with a pair of earphones on, plugged into the device. So it was a private conversation with just the most beautiful smile on her face, talking to a family member.
Jackie Peta says that's been her experience, too. On video calls to Wildflower Court, her mom looks happy and calm. At first, she was reluctant to try video chatting. She worried her mom wouldn't understand why she couldn't be there in person. It would be upsetting. But as social distancing measures continued, she decided to give it a try. There were some technical issues when they first tried to connect.
And at that moment, my emotions got so real because I felt like I'm so close to talking to my mom and now I'm not going to be able to. And that fear that you get was like overwhelming. That I realized at that moment how much I missed her and how much I needed to talk to her.
But they were able to work it out. And she saw her mom for the first time in weeks. Peta thinks her mother could sense that she was nervous and a little flustered. So her mom did what good mothers do. She says her mom told her exactly what she needed to hear in that moment.
I love you. I think about you guys all the time. I miss you every day. It's like it hurts inside how much I miss you. And then she'd say, but it's all going to be okay. We're going to be together again.
Peta says communicating like this has revealed a blessing in disguise. Her mom has been able to see grandkids from across the country on video calls. That's not something that regularly happened before, but it's something she hopes continues after nursing homes are able to welcome families back inside again. In Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.